Is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
God, remember me.
Remember me.
Oh, God, remember me.
Remember me.
When these chains get broken, set my body free.
Susceptible to. United States Code, state law, it's irrelevant. Congress mandated these fictional entities. They made them up. And they said, it's called administrative legislation. And they say, here is where you do your administrative legislation. Federal Register Act and the Administrative Procedures Act. That's it. And Congress has to authorize them to be there. That's a fact. This is just plain black and white. It's just common sense. And in that world, Congress can say, you don't have a right to go to court. Congress can say, you got to pay all your IRS before we'll allow you to go to court. They say, we got to go through the administrative remedy. We can't do what this definition of subsidy. That is just the clearest, right on point. I just read that today. That is so important. Subsidy law. That's what they did in 1934. The part of the law which creates, defines, and regulates rights. They're creating rights. They're defining the rights and regulates. That is a nice word called benefits. as opposed to objective or remedial law, which prescribes the method of enforcing rights or obtaining a redress for their invasion. We are missing the means to enforce rights, you think? And to get a redress for them. They can lie their butts off and nothing happens. They can burn buildings down and nothing happens. They can lay off the police force and then wonder why the crime rate goes up. Then we can say, well, you know, anything under $1,000, just come on in. And they're doing it with shopping carts in broad daylight and loading up. Hey, why not? It's free. We got a bunch of useful idiots, communists, in charge. They have to destroy America to rebuild it. They got to get us down so we just throw up our hands and say, okay, what can we do? Oh, we got this great thing called communism. Yay! Oh, thanks. Then we can come after like that Sedona bishop in Mesa County, head of America's Mom. I think it's .org or .net, one of those. .com, one of those. Boy, is she a spitfire. 6 o'clock in the morning, the FBI comes in, knocks her door down because she got kids there. 6 a.m. Handcuff her. For what? They don't know. I think his name is Garland. That's Attorney General. Can you believe they were wanting to put that guy up for Supreme Court? That guy is the epitome of Satan. He is a lying piece of garbage. I put out an email. We're going to come after all you moms and all these things that are going on the school boards. Then he gets up and lies. I never said that. That's your signature there, dum-dum. That was the FBI in Mesa, California, dum-dum. And if we don't rise up, we got three traitors. Treason, waging war against the laws of United, living war against the laws of the United States. And people are getting hurt. That's called treason. Back in the 1800s, that was defined. We got three of them up here. Representative Young, been up there for 40-some dang years. Murkowski, oh, God, ain't she a piece of work. And Sullivan, a do-nothing, sit on the sidelines. And he votes for this infrastructure bill. What do we do with these? Got to dump them. But you see, we haven't been electing our quote government. First of all, our government has been overthrown. The coup d'etat has already happened a long time ago. One of the things that's stopping them right out is that we all got firearms and ammo. Look at what happened in Australia. They coughed up all their firearms and look where they are. They're in a communist martial law. They're on the way down. Their only hope is America. That's what's coming here. And if we don't stop and get involved and start calling out these people or these things for what they are and get involved at the local level, change the school boards, the municipal things and all that. I go to Big Lake over here. We're supposed to have about 60 conservative Republicans, the old guards there. Well, let's raise money and all this. It's a bunch of nonsense. That's not where the battle's at. We have to have fair elections. Mike Lindell's on point. November 23rd, he files his Supreme Court case. I can't wait to read it. And then he's going to have a 96-hour telethon. And what is even so horrific, Karen Kingston, an ex-Pfizer employee, and other ones, I put out the transcript on that. And she brought forth the evidence. Pfizer and the FDA and CDC knew ahead of time that giving children and people these bioweapons, or not vaccinations, were going to maim and kill. And yet they're out there doing it now, and it's all about the money. And they got the patents to prove it. That Fauci and those guys should be tried in a court and executed, or sent down to Guantanamo Bay and give them a good Muslim buddy in a 6x6 cell and let them spend 30 or 40 years there doing nothing in solitary confinement. These people are evil. Can't change them. But they are what they are. Now, what I'm trying to do is to educate people. Why do you do IRS? Why are these attorneys, just like this OSHA thing that I sent out, they're changing, and that definition of substantive law is just right on point. I'm going to look those cases up. But it's right on point. We create, define rights. Instead of the other part, which is method of enforcing our rights and obtaining redress. Why can't we enforce the right to bear arms and have a remedy for them to try to screw us, take it away? Boy, that's just a concise statement right there. That's what they openly did in 1934 for civil, and in 1940 for criminal. That's the world we live in today. And then we can prove these agencies are the enemy because it says impractical, unnecessary, and not in the public interest. Impractical is the killer one. Because if we got around and did it, the public would stop us from making rights for what we're doing. Really? I knew they couldn't get to be in what's called substantive rights or legislative rules. Just couldn't prove it. I can now. Because I found also it's called public participation. We can't even keep the guise of appearance that we're doing something that the public is 100% behind or whatever, unless we have public participation. Okay? And I found the cases on that. And they say, well, we got to do that because we have to have protect the public's interest, safeguard private interest. Kaiser versus Wilkie, 139 Supreme Court, 2400. It's an amazing case. 139 Supreme Court, 2400. It's an amazing case. 2010 case, by the way. It's right there. I just couldn't find it. It was called public participation. It's just like administrative legislation that just makes it so clear because that's what they're doing. That's where they legislate. So wouldn't you use what their Congress says, you live over here, you do your legislation, and if you're going to get to the creating rights and benefits, you at least have to have a proposed rule and let us comment a final rule, wait 30 days, and then we, Congress, being the overseers of this, because you see, it don't have separation of powers. We got 6 months to say, I don't know, did these guys do what we sent them out to do under the cover of a federal agency? I'm not kidding you. This is the way it works. And then we go to administrative judges where their own people adjudicate their own nonsense. That's what's going on. How many people know that? I didn't. I don't know. Maybe y'all did, but I sure didn't. I knew parts of it for a long time, but I haven't been able to put it all together. There is only one way that they can ever even get to creating a benefit of defining it and the remedy and all that. I mean, that's what substantive law is. That just blows me away. That's right on point. We create a right, we define the right, and we create the remedy for the right. That's what they're doing. right in front of us. Right in front of us. Why do we bow down to these agencies? Because we don't know any better. And these lawyers won't go there. Most of them don't know. I talked to the Westlaw attorneys. They don't know anything about administrative law. They've been to law school. And they're not stupid, because they're really good at finding stuff. But they've just not been taught. Law schools aren't teaching them. Why would you? You're going to overthrow a republic. There are no constitutional courts in America, except the Supreme Court, and they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. I've read a couple of briefs. But I can get around and take the Affordable Care Act and immediately see that the thing is totally unconstitutional, easily proven, which they upheld. You know, there's something wrong with the Supreme Court. Number one, they said IRS implements law. IRS couldn't implement any, they can't implement anything. How can IRS implement anything? They're not in charge. That's what they said. This part of the Affordable Care, they implemented it, part of it, this part. And then they say, oh, by the way, they created a pamphlet. And that describes what's going to happen. Pamphlets are irrelevant. Supreme Court's ruled over and over. Pamphlets, all this manual, it's all garbage. Can't rely on anything. They can lie up their tootsies and nothing happens. And that's what they upheld the Affordable Care Act on, those two things. That's just hard to believe. So now we want to get to, well, I just can't get over that subject. That's just really on point. That creates, defines, and gives you the remedies, substantive law. It's the first time I've seen that today. Just this stuff just keeps coming. Just when I need it, I don't know what to say. It's just there. I don't know. Just keep showing up. That's fine. As I keep using it, I guarantee you. But anyways, this is amazing, isn't it? We don't have prescribed method of enforcing rights and obtaining redress for their invasion. Isn't that amazing? So now, this emergency thing. I was looking into the emergency. How can an agency declare an emergency? Well, they get around and they give them a thing to do an emergency, but they also say, we bypass the APA. We don't even have to mess with that. We're going to do something called a standard. What the heck is that? We're not going to mess with force and effect of law. We don't even have to create the right and define it thing. We're going to do something called a standard, and we're going to put it out there and tell you all under the guises of emergency with the new defined commerce, a new defined venue, territories, possessions, and all that nonsense. And then you got 60 days to go to the Court of Appeals to object. So in other words, we get to rule. And if you don't object and know how to do it, you're screwed. So it's going to cost you a lot of money. Try to stop us. It's not a law of the United States. It doesn't have force and effect of law. They just, it's called a standard. That's what's going on right now. And the Fifth Circuit put a kibosh on it for right now. I haven't followed up with what's going ahead. I think OSHA withdrew it finally. I don't know if that's true or not. I've followed up with that either, but. You see how ludicrous this is? They don't. Why don't talk show hosts or the somebody get around and tell you what's going on? They won't tell you about Part 301 regs, I guarantee you. You're not going to hear that anywhere. They don't want to talk about that. The human subject is defined. Let me look this up. They got around. I found that. I haven't seen what that American, our frontline doctors is doing with that case down there yet. But I found this. I mean, they looked it up, but they didn't know what to do with it. They go in and it's said, well, you're not abiding by the human subject. Well, who's a human subject? Are you a human subject? I don't know. I'm not. But I want to see what they're saying. It's in 45 CFR 46.101. 45 CFR 46.101. Who does this policy apply to? Okay, well, what is the CFRs? That's a compilation of Federal Register publications. So I go to the very bottom, the first two. What do I want to see? I want to see what they're saying. They list every regulation for all of these federal agencies in this Federal Register. I've never seen anything like this before in my whole life, and I've looked at a lot of them. They've been planning this for years because they were working so when they did this, they'd all be holding hands. They didn't have to go out and try to get them to all join in. They were already holding hands. And it says impractical, unnecessary, not in the public interest in it. That means nothing. But what really means something is the legal authorities. Why is nobody bringing this up? It's in the Federal Register. They publish it. 83 Federal Register, 2885. Legal authorities. They state the authority is 5 U.S.C. 301. 5 U.S.C. 301. They state it. And nobody's bringing it. I've saw nobody bring this up. Why? Jiminy Christmas. It's judicially noticed. That means it's over. It's true. It's a public record. Department of Homeland Security. Department of Agriculture. Department of Energy. National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Department of Commerce. Consumer Protection Safety Commission. Social Security Administration. Agency for International Development. Department of Labor. Department of Defense. Oh, there's a beauty. Department of Education. There's another good one. Department of Veterans Affairs, Environmental Protection Agency, Department of Health and Human Services. That's another thing. CDC is buried in that pile of nonsense. National Science Foundation and Department of Transportation. They print it. Why is nobody using it? Sheesh. It says it's judicially noticed. You don't need no other evidence. I put that out in this one line with a whole bunch of cases so that somebody could say, well, so they could at least look at the one line and say, well, is he making this up or not? All kinds of cases. And the CDC is a federal agency. I put cases on that. IRS is a federal agency. What does 301 say? The head of an executive department or military department may prescribe regulations for the government of his department. His department. The conduct of its employees. Distribution and performance of its business. Custody, use, and preservation of its record, papers, and property. Is there anything about you and me in there? Black and white. The IRS has 706 of these things. Can you believe that? Yes. They have 706. What are some of them? 26 CFR 301-60-12-1. Persons required to make incomes or returns of income. There's your 1040. Volunteer. They're called implied law contracts. That's what subject to means. The main one is, I want to be obligated to you for some benefit, and you can screw me to hell and back, and I got no remedy. That's what it means. 301-6212. Notice of deficiency. They're saying, I owe money. Where do you go if I owe money? Oh, well, you go to tax court, where the judge represents the court and the court's under the plenary power of Congress. I didn't print it. They did. And it's a 301 rig. I don't work for in that department. Sorry. That covers your tax court. So your remedy. Assessment. So then they say after you owed it, there's what the amount is that you owe, 6203. It's a 301.6203, dash one. Then we got 301.6320-1. Notice an opportunity for a hearing. Well, I got a typo there. Her on. Hearing upon filing of notice of federal tax lien. 301.6321-1. Lien for taxes. 6323, place for notice of filing your tax lien. 6331-2, collections for levy and distraint. And then the nicest one is, there's another typo. Man, got two typos. Let's read it here. 301-7805, that's the authority. It's the commissioner's authority, not the secretary. 7801 is the secretary. The commissioner's authority is a 301 rig. He's authorized to make the rules and regs for his department. They print it, not me. Nobody's used it. Now I'm going to get to this emergency one because that was, I found that and that just made so much sense. This case here on emergency, it's home building and loan versus Blaisdell, B-L-A-I-S-D-E-L-L, X-E-X-U-X. I didn't know what U-X is. That's the wife. It's their way of saying the wife. So anyway, that's at 290 U.S. 398, 290 U.S. 398. And it goes down here. It's based on another case. It says emergency does not create power. Think about that. Emergency does not create power. Emergency does not increase granted power or remove or diminish restrictions imposed upon power granted or reserved. The Constitution was adopted in a period of grave emergency. It grants the power to the federal government and its limitations of the power to the other states were determined in light of emergency. They were not altered by emergency. Whatever power was granted and what limitations were thus imposed are questions which have always been and always will be the subject of close examination under our constitutional system. While emergency does not create power, so we can't have OSHA say, oh, we got a COVID, which we want to kill you. Makes us an emergency. Let's all get jabbed, you betcha, with a bioweapon. It says that emergency does not create power. Emergency may furnish the occasion for the exercise of power. Although an emergency may not call into life a power which has never lived, that's a novel idea. Nonetheless, emergency may afford a reason for the exertion of a living power already enjoyed. The constitutional question presented in light of the emergency is whether the power possessed embraces the particular exercise of it in response to particular condition. Thus, a war, the power of the federal government is not created by the emergency of the war, but is given power to meet that emergency. It is a power to wage war successfully. Thus, it depends on harnessing the entire energies of the people in a supreme cooperative effort to preserve the nation. But let's get to the killer here. But even the war power does not remove constitutional limitations safeguarding essential liberties. When the provisions of the Constitution and the grant or restriction are specific, so particularized as not to admit of construction, No question is presented. The bottom line is you can't create a fictional COVID and then create the power for an emergency. Period.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Well, we're back here. And, boy, this is an amazing discovery today. This definition of substantive law. Boy, that just, it's right on point. And that's what they did in 1934, substantive law. I just cannot believe that. It's so concise, to the point. Unbelievable. I looked for that before, and I don't know why I didn't find that. Oh, well, no, it wasn't time. There's something to remember. You see, substantive law, that part of a law which generates, defines, and regulates rights. It creates it, it defines it, and it regulates it. As opposed to objective or remedial law, which prescribes a method of enforcing the rights and obtaining a redress for their invasion. So, totally. That sums it up right there. And they did that right out in the open in 1934. And then substantive rights, substantive regulations. Unbelievable. Why am I going to make a module on that? Unbelievable. That's just so clear. Babcock, all kinds of cases. that really, let me go look at Social Security here. There's one case that summed that up. It was out of Arizona. And it's just right on point. And the thing is, I don't know why people, I've got a couple people working on trying to get a copy of their state plan. They put those in 1935. Everything in the state plan is a code of federal regulations. It's all federal. There's nothing state in it at all. Nothing. People should find that shocking, I would think. It is to me. The bottom line is just, you just can't make this stuff up. Like I say, it's just, it just boggles the mind. It's so, so far out there. This case here, I'm going to bring it up here. It's Allen versus Graham. Allen versus Graham. And they cite the Babcock case, which is an important case, and all these other ones. But this is what they're talking about, substantive law. Welfare benefits are grants by the legislature, which has delegated to the Department of Public Welfare the power to determine the recipients of such grants. Here's the killer. Under such circumstances, i.e., when the state creates rights and individuals against itself, that's what substantive law is. They're creating a right. It is not bound to provide a remedy in the courts, may withhold all remedy, or it may provide an administrative remedy and make it exclusive, however mistaken its exercise. Dismuth, D-I-S-M-U-K-E, United States, 297 U.S., 167. But the other one that's on point is United States versus Babcock, 250 U.S. 328. 250 U.S. 328, 1919. That's a killer case. That's when I first read this. I said, I can't believe it. And here's what they did. We are under substantive law, substantive regulations. They're creating this nonsense. They're defining what it is. And then they control the remedy. That's administrative legislation of these federal agencies. And there it is. There's the hook. And the only way they can even have the gall to say it, that we have any, it has to have public participation, which I found in that Senate document, 248. Because we might have an interest in it, you think? Then they have this other impractical, unnecessary, and says, if we use impractical, we're saying you could stop us doing this, but we can't allow you to stop us making a regulation to control you. That's plain English, folks. That's their stuff. That's them talking. Why is nobody talking about this? I don't know. Like I say, I sent the emails. I looked up all the emails on the Fifth Circuit and sent all those attorneys and all those organizations, all that stuff. So we'll see what they do. I don't know what they'll do. I have no idea. Probably nothing, but you never know. You have to get the only thing, the only way you win or the only way you lose is surrender. You never give up. And that's Shiona Bishop out of Mesa, Colorado. People need to get involved with her. She's got America's Mom, America's plural, mom.org or something. Boy, she's a fighter. She says, I don't need an attorney here to tell me what I can say and can't say. When you are going to a school board meeting, a PTA, and you are complaining about what these people are doing to your children, and the FBI comes and breaks down your door, this is the Stasi, like in East Germany or the KGB in Russia, or whatever the hell they call it in communist China. This is the tactics they use. It's here. And that Garland guy in D.C. and his all those other communists, they're here. Those four retired FBI say that communists have taken over the FBI and the DOJ. There is no rule of law. We have one quick hope, is that the Supreme Court of the United States will take Mike Lindell's, what he's doing, he's not filing it, the attorney generals of these states. Here's the DNA. We need to totally overturn this election right now. But there are several options. They could say hold a new election, or there's all kinds of things. But if they had any balls, they would say it's over. Put Trump back in. And with this illegal guy, everything that he's doing and done would be garbage. I don't know what they'll do. Hope and pray. Like I say, it's going to be worth watching over this to see what it is. It's going to be filed Tuesday, which is the 23rd. That's not far out. I can't wait to get my hands on it and see what the petition for rehearing of the Mooney's case exposing these 301 rigs has finally made the docket sheet. They wanted a copy in 8.5 by 11 after we sent them 40 copies of the little 6 by 9 booklets with tape over it and stapled so they wouldn't cut their little tootsie fingers. So anyway, we'll wait and see what they do with that. That is judicially noticed, the Federal Register. It's never been in the Supreme Court before. We brought up the Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9, and they wouldn't touch it. That's never been brought up. A 1960 case and a 1980 case had never been brought to any appellate court, let alone the Supreme Court. That's 60 years or 40 years for each one of those cases. These lawyers won't go there. Most of them. There are a few. You can't broad brush them all. They won't do it. It's up to you and me. I got this one line. I highly recommend you get on my IRS list today. You don't have to. Just send me an email at irs@alaskaminuteman.com. I will forward this email. And I got some of the stuff for the COVID-19 nonsense. I also have been putting out transcriptions of Karen Kingston and Dr. David Martin. So I found a place that I can do transcriptions really cheap, $5 an hour. Just right down my bailiwick. It takes me about a half hour to correct a few mistakes. We need to get into battle. It's it. This is it. It's now or never. Step out of the IRS. Quit paying them. You just quit. You work for somebody. I got a W-4. It's a constitutional W-4. It says in the instructions, you just write in exempt. I got an example to send to you. Give it to your employer. If you got a problem with him, come back. I've got quite a few people waiting for me to help them with IRS stuff. I've been wanting to get the total research done because I had some questions of holes on there. So after Thanksgiving, I'm going to be raising more hell than you can shake a stick at. Probably have the FBI coming knocking down my door, too. It would surprise me. But I'm ready for them. I got my stuff stored elsewhere. And I had some people to get my hard drive. If you give $250 and you're a member, I'll give you the hard drive information. I know a couple of them where I haven't heard back, so they're probably working for them. I said, what the hell? They're going to take my hard drive. I'll make them pay for it. Why not? Nothing on it except research. Their stuff. Ain't nothing on there. But I'm like the Shiona Bishop. Stand up, tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Nobody wants to talk about 911. It wasn't airplanes. It wasn't thermite or all that nonsense. It wasn't nuclear. Nobody wants to talk about it. Waco, another one. Oklahoma bombing, another one. Nevada, what happened out there? We just, oh, no big deal. Vince Foster just magically went out in carpet fibers and went to Marcy Park. Oh, and he landed there. An Egyptian dropped him down with no blood. We're in trouble, folks. Our government, it's not our government, the ruling government put into power by the Chinese, is Satan. And the communists are here. We have no constitutional elections. There's no constitutional officers. There's no elections for them. They say so. The National Voter Registration Act says we only have for federal offices, and they're not even constitutional because a citizen of the United States has no political rights. He's just like a prisoner where they strip your political rights, except a citizen of the United States can't have them. So they just made the dang thing up. That character. That's what's confusing to people. There are more than one United States. There's the real one, and then they find the other ones that live in law in the Satan's world. I really thought I was onto something when I said, discovered citizens of the United States, and went to the pastor and said, hey, you know, looky here, this is Esau, and give away his birthright and see all the things that happened. And he was, creator was mad at him for what he did. Not interested. These churches all want citizens of the United States because they want them to donate. So they got to be a 501c3 so they can't talk politics, yada, yada. So I go in and give $100, then I write it off. So I didn't give anything. And I'm claiming a status that has no soul and no political rights. Can't make that stuff up, folks. I highly recommend you get, send me an email, irs@alaskaminuteman.com. I've made two corrections, typos I found on my thing. I got to reread it all again very carefully. I've been working on this for many months to get about as much in there as I could to prove anybody that looks at it. There's all kinds of cases to say that Ralph is not making this up. It's their confessions. And I got more that I couldn't get in. But we're after Thanksgiving, we're going to be going big time. Writing letters for people, and if they don't comply, we're taking them to court. And we're going to go after something that is a jugular to them. It's their legislation against them. And that's not what's being done. You can take code, their hell freezes over, and it's like water off a duck's back. I read case after case after case, the same thing over and over. People have been doing for decades. But if you have Westlaw, you could go in and, before you jump off the cliff, see if there's any water. That's what Westlaw can do. You go look and see, okay, why did these people lose? Some of it's for real, some of it's BS. But you want to know the game that they're playing. It's all rigged. But there's ways to make them pay attention, and we'll see. But nobody's doing it. That's what I just said. It's just my head. How can people be going to tax court for decades with the 301 reg notice of deficiency? And they talk about 301 once in a great while, 301, 6211 or 6212, but nobody brings that up. It's just like it's a law. Really? They don't even hide it. You know, 301 regs are not on the IRS's homepage. Subsidy regulation, subsidy legislative rule, go search it. It's not there. There's 706 301 regs in the IRS, and nobody wants to talk about it, even on their own homepage? I'm not surprised, but You think it might be a con? Huh? You haven't got onto Westlaw and get a shared seat or something, you have no chance. I guarantee you. The stuff that I'm finding is because I have learned how to mine Westlaw with word searches. But it takes a lot of time. Some of these simple things that I talk about, I may have worked on for a week. It just keeps coming to me. The Creator just keeps giving it to me. I say, pray for it, and it just shows up. Just like this emergency. Just like I couldn't figure out, what do I do when the IRS is impractical, unnecessary, and all that? Can that actually be a statute? Of course not. Logic says it can't. Congress can't do it. So how can an agency? It's illogical. Just common sense. And it's not. I finally found what I needed. They use the word public participation. I just needed those words. You got to find the words. These guys are really good. Fred, you got a question or comment?
Ralph, administrative agency law, is that pursuant to negotiable instrument law that was promulgated somewhere around 1934, Erie Railroad versus Tompkins, and then the Clearfield Doctrine? Isn't that?
Yeah, some of that is tied in. I haven't researched it out, but it's tied into it. It is, because the thing is, under commercial law, actually in Alaska, our Supreme Court said commercial law is the supreme law. I kid you not, the UCC. I have access to the UCC, and I haven't had a chance to mine it, but there's some amazing stuff. It's Anderson's UCC, but the stuff, there's amazing. I just found some amazing stuff in it, but I wanted to get this other done. But no, it's the thing we have to understand is the world that we're fighting today. There's no, the Constitutional Republic's all there. There's just nobody home.
Because
we don't know that we're supposed to be a citizen of wherever you're at, of that state. You don't know that. Most people don't anyway. I don't know if you do or not. But and you have to have a domicile. That's who you are. That's how you get inalienable rights.
Yeah. Now, Ralph, you mentioned the UCC. I came upon a actual presentation where UCC 9.307 states that the United States is a District of Columbia corporation, and it exists as a debtor at that location, and that's UCC 9.307. So if it's a debtor entity, Ralph, that intimates that there was, in fact, a bankruptcy that went down.
Let me write this down, okay? I'm going to watch that thing, because I'll look it up here after the show. It's a 9-dash what? What is it?
307.
Oh, 307. Well, that's the one where I reserve all my rights and stuff, right?
No, that's 1-308. This is 9.307 or 9. When I looked it up in the public library, it was 9.307.
I'll find it. You raised my thing. Send me an email, and I'll let you know what I find. And I'll look and see if what's been done with it. Okay?
Yeah, and Ralph, I got to believe that if Congress declares, as they did 13 August 1967, that all U.S. citizen residents, i.e. People with a Social Security number, which equates with a illegal estate trust, we are all co-trustees, it says, and co-beneficiaries of the public charitable trust. This is
I've heard all that, but I've never seen any documentation to prove all that.
I'll have to text it to you. I'll text it to you, okay?
Yeah, let me check it out. Like I say, the stuff I talk about, I got all the stuff to back it up, and I'm not doubting what you're telling me. I just got to see it. Check it out.
I
verify.
Too. Okay, Ralph. Thanks,
good.
Man.
Well, thanks. Yeah, send me that thing on that UCC. I'll look that up. There's all kinds of good stuff there. I just haven't had the time to go there. Well, we got a way to go after them. And I'm going to do it. I can show them. I got the recordings of a IRS agent and his supervisor. They don't know a damn thing about the Federal Register. We rely on the code and the IRS manual. Well, guess what? Neither one of them have nothing to do with anything. Ed in Iowa, question or comment?
Yeah. I just wanted to find out if you ever looked up what I said in the email that you questioned about there only being 33 lawful states.
I don't know what you're, I didn't understand what you were asking or doing there. I don't know how to.
How to determine it? Is that what you're saying?
Technically, probably about the Civil War time. See, they used to come in by Congress and they started coming in by presidential proclamation, but I'm not sure. I didn't understand what you're relying on or where to go look. So if you want to send it to me and give me a little more information, I'll look it up.
Yeah. The only thing I just wanted to say was that, I told you in the email that the last state to come in lawfully with a lawful Congress was Oregon. It was February 14th, 1859. That was the last state that came in lawfully, which makes the lawful flag now not 50 state flag, but a 33 star flag. And so it's the only one that exists.
What are you relying upon? I know this, where they closed down Congress and all that. But tell me what you're relying on. By the way, I have 1859 Oregon stuff. And guess what? Yeah. Somebody gave me this book. I don't know why. That's what Alaska is based on. It shows both sides in operation in that book. If you want to get a copy, I don't know if you have Skype or not or what size it is, but it shows the administrative, the state, and the constitutional side in the same book. They're in there.
Yeah, it probably does because that's when actually the so-called modern system, as the judge once told me, started. It started right after the states left the Union. See, you had 11 states that left, and so Congress was not sitting assembled. If you look up that word assembled and delve into that, you'll find out that if they're not representing the states, they can't do business.
They aren't right now because they're not there representing the states because the citizens of the United States put them in, and that's why they changed in the courts to United States of America. Yeah.
Right, but that's what I was going to say is that right after the war, of course, what happened was a 14th Amendment citizen got into Congress, and we haven't had nothing but 14th Amendment citizens in Congress since that time, meaning that no other lawful state came into the Union. It's not possible because
bottom line, what you got to remember, 14th Amendment is a voluntary status. We are born a citizen of whatever you're in, Iowa, or wherever you were born. Yeah. They can't take that away.
No, they can't. They can't as long as you have ancestors that went through the right process.
Yeah. Well, we got to go here. Send me that an email. We got to go here. Looks like I hear the music. So anyway, thanks for calling, and God willing, we will see you next Sunday and watch Frank's speech at the Supreme Court.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is